Good afternoon, Dino.
Hello.
So can you tell us a little bit about what The Girl and the Woman is about?
Sure. So The Girl, the Woman, written by Anissa Bellette, it's a theatre work that's been sort of 12 years in the making, to be honest, at least the first part, The Girl. And over the last year, she's been writing the second part, The Woman. We describe it as a two-woman collision of body and mind, and ultimately looks at this wonderful story between focusing on two women, a daughter and her mother, but also the two actors take on a number of personas throughout the story to bring these experiences to life. So to answer your question, it's a theatre piece, but it is also a wildly theatrical night out that blends a number of forms and takes people on this sort of exhilarating ride.
And what would you like your audiences to take away when they watch the play?
Look, that's a really good question. I think in terms of what we've been trying to do with creating the work, we want this to be a piece that hits the heart and the gut, not the head. So it's about really getting lost in the world of these women, getting lost in the imagery, just enjoying what you're watching, going on this ride. As I said, it does. It is very theatrical, and it does move forms occasionally. And so, what we're hoping for people to, I mean, you can never kind of create, you know, create what the experience is going to be for each audience member. But what we're hopefully doing is opening up a space for people to be able to reflect on certain experiences they may have had, or to empathise differently, or just to feel and think about some of these issues that these women are going through.
Yeah, definitely. And how has the process of directing the play been for you?
Look, it's been a really wonderful process to direct it. I've been working, Anissa asked me about 10 months ago to come on board the project. And, you know, it's been really interesting to work with her and the other performer, Nizreen Amin, and the wonderful team that's making the project come to life. It's been a challenge, but a wonderful challenge to listen to what her ambitions and intentions for the work are, and to serve that, and to work with her to make that happen. But it's really exciting because it's new writing and it's alive and it's still coming into being in the rehearsal room. And we're 2 weeks out from moving into the theatre, and we're, you know, sort of making the final decisions around the play, and we've hit the floor and are bringing it to life. And there's something so thrilling about making new work that you don't really, you know, you don't get as much with other work, because the first audience is going to experience the world premiere, the first time this has ever been out there for audiences to experience.
And how would you say that directing this play has been different from some of your other projects that you've worked on?
I think the combination of it being a new play, and also the combination and it being sort of very theatrical. And what I mean by theatrical is, rather than just being text and people talking, this is a theatre of image, where it's so much about the visuals, it's so much about movement, and creating stage magic to watch these performers play around on the set and move around in this world. And so sometimes with past projects of mine, you know, I've had one or the other. I did a work recently as part of Mardi Gras, which was wildly theatrical, but had an established text, had an existing text. In this instance, and I've also done new works before that are not as theatrical. This challenge is kind of both, because it's bringing a new work to life, but also bringing it to life in a really dynamic way. And so it's been a lot of work, but it's been really thrilling to do that. It's a story that I kind of really responded to in my earlier conversations with Anissa. I'm not a woman, but I identify with the cultural aspects that some of the cultural aspects that the work explores, but also more broadly the idea of how you find an identity and your own identity and forge your own empowerment. And so for me, that's been a really wonderful thing to be a part of.
Yeah, definitely. And how can we find out more information about the play?
You can find out more information. It's It's being presented by National Theatre of Parramatta, which performs out of the Riverside Theatres. So you can either go by the National... The best place to go is to go to National Theatre of Parramatta's website and look it up, and also see the wonderful body of work they're presenting the whole year, because they do really invest in new voices and provide some really exciting opportunities for a number of artists.
Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.